Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news from FNB Wealth and Investments. Zimeli Mbantshwa, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with the GDP numbers that were out today. Agriculture and transport sectors driving that 0.1% GDP rise. It beat forecasts. Manufacturing is faltering. I guess the top line here is we're lucky to have dodged a recession.
Absolutely. And, internally we had forecast a slight contraction of around 0.1%. Consensus was expecting stagnation at around 0%. So, I mean, ultimately, yeah, we were definitely lucky. And I think this is a bit of a net positive, as you spoke, about the agriculture adding significantly to the overall growth. But, then again, the agricultural segment tends to be very volatile. But, you'll take any positive coming from that. And I think an interesting take is the, household consumption expenditure was up. And what's interesting to me is that we saw growth, particularly in the important expenditure categories, whereas discretionary contracted and government consumption was also lower, mainly driven by decreases in compensation of employees and purchases of goods. So perhaps the government is also realizing that, it needs to cut back in unnecessary spending there.
You refer to agriculture, and I understand that, but you're absolutely right as far as the volatility is concerned, but we can't, as an economy, pin all our hopes on agriculture. It is a very small contributor to GDP.
Yes, absolutely. And the higher wages sectors, such as mining and manufacturing, actually contributed negatively. So, hopefully we see that propping up going forward. And that's when we see that diversified mix of growth coming through, I think that's when we can be really positive about our direction.
And the real worry here is, of course, manufacturing, because I think 7 out of 10 manufacturing sectors reporting a drop, and the sector broadly has dropped now to its lowest level since the pandemic. The PMI index falling 1.6 points, I think, to 43.1. That is absolutely dismal.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it is absolutely dismal. I think, we're seeing a lot of uncertainty. I mean, I was looking at the APSA PMI yesterday. Small places where we saw growth was business activity improved a bit, sales orders improved a bit, and expected business conditions, which is 6 months ahead, is relatively positive. However, inventories decreased, supply deliveries also declined, citing lower demand. The employment index also declined. So, I mean, it's not a great picture. But I think, as I said, if structural reforms, improvement in public sector infrastructure comes through, and, business growth is also supported, we're hopeful of a turnaround.
Let's look at the JSE now. And as we head towards the close, industrials up almost 0.5%. Financials not doing too badly. But resources, the big loser today, down by almost 2.25%. What's driving that?
Yeah, I think two parts. Industrial metals, we're seeing weakness in steel, iron ore, aluminium, copper, just to point out a few. So we're seeing diversified miners taking quite a lot of pressure there. And I think, as far as steel, iron ore, perhaps, and aluminium, that speaks to that, Trump tariff increase that he promised for tomorrow, which will ultimately, I think, drive down global demand overall, at least for production outside of the U.S. The soft PMI numbers that we saw out of China yesterday as well also don't really drive confidence that we're going to see that rebound in demand, particularly for iron ore and steel, going forward. So that provided some pressure. And I think also precious metals, gold currently weaker, platinum currently weaker. I think a bit of a stronger dollar price and some profit taking from yesterday. We saw that the gold price jump about 2.8% yesterday when Trump spoke about the tariffs, and they spoke about, disagreement between the U.S. administration and the Chinese administration, basically accusing each other of breaking the truce and all of that. So there's a lot of uncertainty in the system. So I think maybe as far as precious metals, we're seeing a little bit of profit taking there after the robust jump yesterday. But yes, definitely our counters in that sector are feeling the pressure.
A lot of concern around erratic U.S. trade policies. I think that's broadly clouding sentiment. But interesting to see the U.S. market, though, is still powering ahead.
Yeah, definitely interesting against the tide. I'm not sure if it's maybe perhaps the market participants are probably like not trying to react too much on these erratic, ever-changing, unpredictable tariff stances by the U.S. administration. But I think what also helped yesterday in particular, the U.S. Manufacturing PMI print showed a bit of an improvement in May, which was more than what the market had expected, given the trade volatility that we saw, the trade tensions, the trade policies that were put on and taken off the table and all of that. So I think that drove a bit of growth. But I think I'm looking at right now the futures for the S&P, NASDAQ and the Dow minis. And, they look under pressure. So I think the market, reacted positively yesterday. I think they also reacted to, talks that there might be talks between the Chinese and the U.S. president. I'm not sure where that is going right now. It's been quiet. So I think, look at the futures market. I think the market is sort of back into that, wait and see, cautious stance.
And Zimele, just a final one, not 100% sure if you've got your eye on this one, and I'm probably stretching it a little bit when I say the Springbok rugby team is for sale, but there was a note today, a consortium led by Altvest, it's a JSE-listed group, says it's still pursuing the purchase of what they term a strategic stake in the commercial rights of SARU, that's the union, and that would include the Springbok. So I'm probably stretching it a bit, but what are you hearing?
Yeah, I think I find it a very interesting endeavor. But, as Altvest goes, this is probably one of the most Altvest things to do. I mean, it's an interesting endeavor in that for how they're selling it is that you sort of open up, ownership stake to fans and, the average person alike. So, because they're working in this this consortium, they have easy equities, easy crypto, so they can tokenize this revenue generation from the commercial success of the Springboks being the big brand that it is. I think it's a very interesting one. I'm not quite sure where it is as far as the deal is concerned. But yeah, I think that's as far as my take goes. Because it's
not a lot of detail, but still makes for an interesting headline. Zimele, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. We will talk again soon. That is Zimele Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.